This is the Common Good Radio Show. I'm Pastor John McClain here with my bosom buddy, Andreas Ruiz, senior of I Believe in Myself. Also, Andreas Ruiz, junior of I Believe in Myself.
Yes, yes. We're back.
We are back again, and we brought the flavor. We brought double the Andreas's Ruiz's. What is that? What is it? A flock of Andreas Ruiz's?
Yeah, I think so.
How does that work? I'm not sure.
Flock,
yeah. Well,
Andreas Ruiz is nothing to mess with.
Well, thank you, Andreas Ruiz Senior, for being here, sir, and commandeering this show with me. And also, thank you, Andreas Ruiz Junior, for being here and commandeering this show with me, sir.
Welcome.
Yeah, killing game. And hopefully one of these days I'll have my sons that are very similar age on the show as well to host this little party with me.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Yeah, this is getting fun.
I know,
This is getting too much fun.
Yeah.
And today we have bad radio etiquette. So today we have another awesome show, just like we did last week. Last week we had our favorite Dr. J on the show to talk about all the awesome things Tucson International Academy is doing in her new radio show, Making College Come True.
Yep.
And this week we have another amazing show. We're getting good at having action-packed shows and having really kind of packed in, because today, the first part of the show, we're going to have Will from Dispo. He doesn't have a last name. He's like Madonna. Yeah. And then the second half of the show, we will be having, let me see, this is
Dr. Schneider
with Ironwood Dental, which is especially near and dear to my mouth because they do my dental work.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So this
gleaming.
Is, yeah. So I'm going to definitely make her look good. Thank you. Thank you, mother. Are you listening? So, so anyways, we, as we do every show, I give grace to the person who has blessed me so much. I have such a blessed life, Andreas. You have a blessed life. I look at Will in his eyes. I know this is a blessed man. I know he probably has a pretty girlfriend. You're one of those pretty girlfriend guys, aren't you? Yeah, I know you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, but we all have this because we have a great father that we all share. So at the beginning of this show, I go ahead and give love to said father with the Lord's Prayer. And it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Man, awesome. So, that being said, thank you, Lord, so much. Mr. Will, how you doing, brother?
Doing well, John. Thanks for having me
here.
Yeah,
thank you for
inviting the spirit
here.
In the room.
I know. Are you feeling it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll go from your toes to your head.
I was so excited to be here.
Yeah.
And yeah, you definitely make me feel welcome. Thank
you. Good, awesome. As you should. Because, I mean, I think we were talking about it before the show, man. We're part of kind of a family. Mm. Like, it's the funny thing about this industry is it's special.
Mm-hmm.
It's special. And usually the people that are part of it are special.
Yeah, the parts of it. I look at a family like a body, you know, and there's the arm that does the actions, the core, the head, and the feet that move us, and each of us play a role. As long as we're in our family role, the whole body's whole.
I like to think of myself as the pinky. not too useful, but I'm on the hand, though. So, you know, I'm there. I'm one of the big ones.
Andreas Jr., what part of the body are you for the family?
I don't know.
You're the brain, right?
Okay, because I
want to
be a scientist.
Yeah. I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure in 20 years, I'll be working for him. So, yeah, he's definitely got it figured out. So, speaking of places I definitely wouldn't mind working for, tell us about this place you work for, Dispo. And what is Dispo? I mean, it's definitely the way it's spelled. Most people don't pronounce it correctly.
I did.
Yeah, that was me. So yeah, give us
are you
background.
Maybe your listeners are familiar with portmanteau. It's the meaning of two words combined together.
Okay,
so a portmanteau in this case is Dispo, which is dispensary depot.
Makes perfect. Yeah, which I mean, and like for some, like the word Dispo it's, you know, it's, it is its own word as well. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. You guys are so clever.
We're like making there. A Google out of it, so to yeah. speak, like an its new name and phonetics.
Yeah, and from what I'm seeing, like with this, like this Google community that, or this like Dispo community you have, like it is almost like a Google. Mm. I mean, it is something special, like, mm. whether it's like the design or, I mean, I'm not, I guess another question is like, how old is Dispo? Because it seems like you guys have like skyrocketed yeah. up in such a short amount of time.
Well, Dispo in 2017 started as a full service design mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. packaging company for the cannabis industry, providing what we believe is our philosophy of old school service, mm-hmm. no hesitation, mm-hmm. and treating our clients and their audience how they ought to be treated, how we feel they should be treated, mm-hmm. how we would want to be treated. Mm-hmm. The, what do we call that, Andreas? The golden rule.
Mm, the golden rule.
Golden rule.
That's what we call it?
Yeah. Now you know.
Now you know, man.
Yeah.
But since then, Dispo's unique position has been providing the manpower, mm-hmm. Logistical know-how, relationships that are necessary for providing a conceptual idea for packaging for the cannabis industry's brands, mm-hmm. Edibles and flower, the various things that you'll find at retail establishments. We handle from conception to it being landed on the shelves at these venues.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I think another thing we mentioned a little bit before we started the show is you're saying the priority is Arizona, even though you are an interstate organization. Tell us more about that.
Well, we've grown with our clients here in Arizona since implementation. Some fledgling and, you know, offshoot businesses that have been starting really were in obscurity. There was no anything but a plan and an idea. Mm-hmm. When we joined with them in a partnership to help develop their creative projects, as well as to give them their actual materials that we source for them, mm-hmm. it starts to become a reality for them. Mm-hmm. And once those visions and dreams that our clients put forward into an actual presentation for their audience, it's a response that we see that's naturally happened for years now is household brands and people finding mm-hmm. loyalty and discovering that there's families amongst all the different providers of these brands as well, mm-hmm. seeing as that they are ingrained in the community mm-hmm. and focused on the actual end user.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of ingrained in the community, and we'll touch on this at kind of, I guess actually we have to close, but we'll get back to this once we get out of the break. I definitely, as we're going into the break though, I certainly want you, everybody, the listeners, to go to veteranrescuemission.org. There's a lot of work that we're doing aside from this radio show. We just started a thrift store, as well as we run a homeless veteran transition program that we can use as much support as we can possibly get. VeteranRescueMission.org is that. You can also find a lot more information about the radio show that will link you to the KVOI.com page that will show our past show, past podcasts, as well as all the amazing radio shows host shows on this radio station. So go to VeteranRescueMission.org. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with my buddy boy, Andreas Ruiz, senior and junior. And we'll be back after these messages to talk to our boy Will from Dispo, D-I-Z-P-O-T, in case you kids at home are keeping score.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The problem. primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
That is absolutely tootin', scootin', pootin'. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, brought to you by God first, and then my mother secondarily, and then now Veteran Rescue Mission. Yep. And I'm here with Andreas Ruiz Sr. Do you think you'll ever go by that? You think you'll ever go by the senior name?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
We'll see. Yeah. And you are as well brought here by God and your mother. And then now I Believe in Myself brings you here to sit next to me every week to make some funky noise for the listeners at home.
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And then you, luckily for all of us, because he is like probably the coolest guy in the studio, maybe in the station. I don't know. Tom's pretty cool.
yeah.
And his name is Andre. What's his middle name?
Guillermo.
Guillermo. I say it in the microphone.
That's it.
Andres Guillermo Ruiz Burgos.
Yeah.
That's serious.
That's a serious name, man.
Yeah, it is a serious name. Man. Well, thank you for joining us, Mr. Junior. Can I call you Junior for short?
Okay, Junior.
Thank you.
Junior.
Yeah. Like just because that's a lot. And I don't know if your dad's told you, I butcher names. Like, I just can't do it.
He butchers them.
But to the man of the hour, sorry, Will.
No apologies.
Yeah, forgive me. I just like, this dude's cool. He's a cool dude, isn't he?
No, yeah. I kind of feel like I'm here for you.
Yeah, we're here for you. Okay, how about you ask the next question.
Lay it on me.
This one?
Number three. Right here.
What is your connection to the veteran family and the issue of veteran suicide?
Suicide's a word, but that was great. Good job, brother.
Well done. thank you, Andres. and 10 plus years ago, I was about in my early 20s, I had discovered my brother had passed from an altercation with some officers. He had been in the Navy and was medically discharged, and shortly after, having received probably a good several years worth of prescriptions for medications that he was faithfully taking, at some point he stopped taking the medication. And there was an altercation in which he had the officers come to the home where he was refusing and being not retaliant, but had himself armed. And the moment where they had him barricaded and asked him to come out, when he did, he had his weapon with him. And unfortunately, he had lost his life at that time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry that you had to go through that, brother. And I told you earlier, because you actually shared this with me twice. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. I mean, it's certainly, you know, being a combat veteran myself, having lost best friends, you know, in war, having lost best friends since we came home. I had a couple people that I've known. It's certainly not easy. But again, thank you for sharing that with us. And that was kind of, I mean, really what inspired me to start our program, Veteran Rescue Mission. I mean, there's 22 veterans that commit suicide every day. I mean, and that's just the numbers that are tracked from somebody ending their own life, you know. And in your brother's situation, like you said, there's a lot of kind of situation, they call it suicide by cop, where, you know, they would be so desperate in such a dire situation, whether it's like, you know, from opiate deficiency, from opiate, you know, wanting opiates, or just being in that lifestyle. Like, particularly, you know, if, you know, anybody who's been around the cannabis industry, you maybe have been around people that have done meth or heroin, and all these lifestyles that really have a bad ending, you know. And so it's amazing that you've been able to find yourself back to an organization like DISPO that I told you earlier, DISPO, we've known them for maybe a year or two when they first started donating to our organization mm-hmm. just because John Hartzell, mm-hmm. who's one of the co-owners, I believe, yeah, just started had it a heart for us. And it's just definitely seems like DISPO is a special organization in that way where, you know, you guys care about, you know, things that you wouldn't think you might. You know, I guess there's probably other organizations other than us that you guys are, you know, donate to.
Yeah, we do. And it's not even just a donation, but putting a foot forward to be a good actor in the community, serving those that are underserved veterans, providing care kits and toiletries, blankets and such to those mm-hmm. that are homeless and underserved.
Yeah.
Women that have been affected by domestic violence and loss from military members that have, you know, past as well.
Mm-hmm.
We interject ourselves as a positive force in support for our dispensary partners that are also offering services and savings at establishments like dispensaries,
mm-hmm.
Brands that will pay it forward and hire even veterans that have come off of the active duty that are don't know what their direction is when they come mm-hmm. back, and they're looking for something that they can contribute into, that they can essentially tap into their skills that they've been practicing whilst they've been in service.
Mm-hmm.
This industry is wide open to and inviting those members of the military mm-hmm. when they nice. Come off to join, to mm-hmm. not enlist necessarily, but to yeah. throw themselves at it, because there's mm-hmm. a lot of work that's positive and it's helping, and not in a placebo effect, but in an actual way. Mm. People lift their minds and help mm-hmm. heal themselves in ways that are individual.
Yeah,
I think you know, DISPO is one of those establishments that is inviting people to contribute in ways like jobs for packaging that we do in mm-hmm. sourcing. We have yeah. administration duties. We have you know, sales, of course.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of positions yeah. that we can offer to
and
those.
And definitely let me lend to that as well. If you're looking for a job, certainly give this organization a call. Mm-hmm. I know John tells me on a regular basis, send veterans his way. They're looking for them. Certainly check them out. One thing I definitely wanted to touch on before we left mm-hmm. and be able to touch into your mm-hmm. expertise of good strains for, you know, the vets out there, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm a combat veteran myself, mm-hmm. for anxiety or depression.
Yeah, that's a great question. And not being a medical professional myself, but having mm-hmm. a decade of being elbow to elbow with individuals that have had their responses to, you know, trying it personally,
mm-hmm.
as well as seeing a large number of people in a large scale, seeing what happens when people consume or approach this with a mentality of, they can heal with it.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there are more beneficial products and uses out there that are recommended. Having flower is one of the most common ways that people would associate cannabis with, you know, mm-hmm. the bud, the sticky leaf, that smelly plant. Mm-hmm. Actually, combusting that in a smokable form is one of the easiest ways to actually get your medication. So if those mm-hmm. individuals smoking flower can have a dosage that is immediate.
Mm-hmm.
We recommend that individuals vaporize or mm. find other sources that actually include oils as tinctures, mm. topicals, edibles. There's a variety of different ways that an individual can consume cannabis without having the smokable or aromas that are attached with consuming cannabis in a mm-hmm. smokable form.
Mm-hmm.
I brought a couple examples. One is being which actually combines the active ingredient that is psychoactive in cannabis, which is tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, okay. and helping limit those effects of psychoactivity with a introduction of CBD, which is cannabidiol, which also comes naturally from the plant.
Beautiful.
We recommend finding strains that are less in THC than 20% or including a CBD ratio that is a 1-to-1 or more.
Beautiful. Awesome. Well, thank you for being on the show with us, Will.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We will be back after this break with Dr. Schneider from Ironwood Dental. That was Will. We'll be back.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at VeteranRescueMission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
You let's get it on record. You said that when you're famous, you're gonna give me a job, right? Yeah, say it in the microphone, please. Yes, John McClane, I will give you a job when you're famous.
Yes, John McClane, I'll give you a job when you're famous.
Yes, see, it's on record, and that wasn't coerced at all. Even if he is 10, right? How old are you?
No, he's 8.
Eight already looks like a 10-year-old. See, I'm saying, dude.
Big guy.
He's got a star in her hands. And as he said, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. And it was said by a star, so it must be true. I'm Pastor John McClane, joined with my partner in grime, the Batman to my Superman. Or do you want to be Superman today and I'll be Batman? What do we think?
Batman.
Okay, yeah, and I'll be Superman because you know
whatever,
this power of flight thing that I have.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Just into it.
Let's get it popping.
And that's Andreas Ruiz that you hear, the senior variety, and that was Andreas Ruiz Jr. variety that you heard earlier. We had Will on the show from Dispo. Very interesting. Definitely very informative. Kind of breaking the glass ceiling at this studio. I don't think they've ever had anybody speaking on such things at this studio, but now I think we're doing actually even something even fresher, surprisingly enough. I think for the first time we're going to have a dentist
on the air. I'm excited. In the studio.
Yeah. Yeah. And most people would think to themselves, that cannot be interesting information that you're about to share. Well, we're going to prove them wrong, brother.
Absolutely.
We're going to prove them very wrong. Because if they were here with us, they'd see the energy's flowing in this studio and there's nothing but goodness. And actually, that's because this woman that's in this studio made it. So your boy, Andreas Ruiz, and the world's boy has this beautiful smile.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they're just looking at you.
Yeah, like, I'm impressed. I'm impressed, man. For real.
I have people complimenting me all the time. I mean, people that didn't. Unlike you that didn't see the progression, like they didn't see when my teeth were all jacked up, just busted. So, but they just see, oh, look at you with your pretty smile. Oh me.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
smile. Okay, I see you.
Yeah, she did amazing.
Enough about me. Let's talk to Dr. Schneider in the house.
Well, hello. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have like a moniker? Like, do you have like a nickname? Like, we have Dr. J, who comes on our show every other week, and she's an educator, and her moniker is obviously Dr. J. What do you have one?
Well, we did make a very fun superhero video for our office, and we all came up with our superhero names. So I was the Molar Bear.
Okay. Nice. The Molar Bear. We got the Molar Bear in the studio.
I like that.
Okay.
But
it's good game time.
Yep.
She's cool. Yeah, absolutely.
We try.
That's cool.
So, Molar Bear, please tell me, what is Ironwood Dental? And by the way, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And we got Ashley in the studio as well.
Yeah,
she's not here, but she is.
She's here. She brings the energy for sure.
She's awesome. Thank you so much.
Keep it on DL.
Yeah, so Ironwood Dental is an office you're familiar with.
Yeah.
What I have tried to create there, which I think I've made it a success, is a place where patients can come, they're taken care of in a quality way, we educate them, and they have fun. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's probably what sets us apart, is that we have fun with our patients, because mm-hmm. we realize it's not always the easiest thing to come into a dental office mm-hmm. for whatever reason. There's a million reasons why. There's anxiety, fear.
Absolutely.
Just, it can be uncomfortable no matter what we try to do to make it comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I think trying to educate patients with what we do and making it fun. Like, mm-hmm. I think you probably have felt that when you walk in the door.
Yeah,
like,
it's funny that you say that, because like, as you're saying it, it's like a little light bulb went on, like, ding, like, okay, I see you. All right. Yeah, I've noticed that. Like, in it, it's one of the few places that I go to day to day or go to on a regular basis where I'm like, okay, these people care about customer service.
Yes.
These guys these guys didn't forget about that. It seems like when I go to the DMV, when I go to the grocery store, when I go to Circle K, they know you're going to get my money no matter what. They don't care about customer service. But you guys, you're going to get my money no matter what, because my teeth, if they're hurting or if they're not looking good, we're going to get squared away.
Yeah.
But you still, you realize that those, I do have choices, and you care about me as a person, because you realize, you know, I'm a person.
Yeah, but that takes my whole team to do that, because honestly, like, patients will come in already excited to see us, because they've already talked on the phone with Sonia or Kelly or Ashley, and like, they already have made a connection, and it makes it that much better. Mm-hmm. And by the time they meet me or one of the other doctors in the office or the assistants, like, they're comfortable. We already know a little bit about them. Mm-hmm. And it just makes the whole experience a little bit more relaxed.
It's like you build that rapport, that relationship immediately just from the get-go. And like, first impressions are so crucial. And like, when you walked in, I mean, you walked in with a smile, great attitude. And you know, and you're a very likable, you're a very likable person.
Show, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, you have you have a great energy and great personality. Mm-hmm. And I immediately saw that. And so I want to ask you, in regards to like the dental industry, like, what are some myths around the financing of dental care that you would like to dispel?
That is a very good question.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest myth with people is that it's going to be really expensive. And I think when it gets to be to that point is when you kind of wait too long. So I think what message I'd like to communicate to people is like, the sooner you take care of things, the better it's going to be for you. Mm-hmm. Like, things shouldn't be hurting. Like, sometimes there's things that need to be addressed and looked at before it even gets to the point of hurting. So the earlier, and I understand there can be a fear associated with coming in if it's been a while, but the sooner you come in and make the steps, the better. And there are different ways to treat every patient, everything that we see. And that's, I mean, another thing we try to separate ourselves with is we communicate and say, here are your issues. These are the things you can do. Mm-hmm. You can start over here. You can start there, and really break it down so it's something that they can understand and is tangible. Because I think what's forgotten a lot is that when patients come in, they don't always speak the same language as we do, knowing what every condition means in the long term. So if we can really break it down and start here, start with the foundation. Hey, your gums, they need attention so that the foundation of your entire mouth can be successful. And when you build up to doing the pretty fun things, we've built that foundation. So I think just, you know, starting and kind of taking it step by step and not getting overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, awesome, man. It's just so much information. We won't be able to cover it all, but we're going to be back with this amazing woman, Dr. Schneider. After this break, we got to go show some love to our sponsors and make this show possible. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, that brought you me. And I'll be back with my buddy Andreas Ruiz, brought to you by I Believe in Myself, with his amazing son. You guys sit right there. Don't you move. I see you.
Here Comes That Dreamer is a film documentary created by P.J. McArdle. It's about an Iraq war veteran who comes home and uses war tactics he learned in Iraq to fight for the homeless in Tucson. To get a copy of the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer, or to find out how you can show support and get involved with helping Tucson's homeless population, visit HereComesThatDreamer.com.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at VeteranRescueMission.org.
Back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission on 1030 The Voice.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
Yeah, that's right. If you didn't get your dose of cuteness today, you're welcome. Yeah, I'm not even going to make you pay me anything for that. That's a freebie.
That's a freebie.
Right? On the on the Common Good house, my friend.
On the house. On the house.
On the house. I am Pastor John McClain, here with Andreas Ruiz. And I'm sure I butcher your name every time I say it. I'm the one who says it. But
it's all good.
I appreciate you, brother. You're good people.
I appreciate you too, man.
Yeah. God bless you and your beautiful little face, your cute little kid.
Thanks,
you're just
man.
Killing the world, man.
I'm trying, man. You I'm really just trying to serve. That's what I'm doing. I'm just
you
serving.
You are. And God is rewarding you for that good work you're doing.
Yeah, man. He really is.
Well played, sir.
Thank you.
Well played.
Appreciate it.
So we both get the pleasure of hanging out with Dr. Schneider and company.
Yes.
And company. We're not going to leave anybody
down,
out.
You got to keep
but
on.
But we can't necessarily say Ashley's day all the year.
Yeah, we can't. We can't. Of course not.
You know, it's the business. Ashley's been good to us. She made this happen.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. So, hey, Dr. Schneider. There we go. So, you touched on, I mean, that was, we have so much to cover, man. Like, I look at these questions and I just want to ask them all because I owe you so much. I owe you so much because, like, we talked about a little bit off the air. I didn't even realize at one time fixing my teeth was an option. And actually, like, back before I had dental care, which, I mean, kind of to tell a little bit of my story, I got Geico dental care through the VA. So the VA doesn't provide me dental care because I'm not 100% service connected, but I get discounted dental care through Geico because I'm a veteran. So I pay $71 per month to get dental insurance through Geico, and then I get like this crazy discounted rate when I go get services at Dr. Schneider's office, Ironwood Dental.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been enlightening to see, and so, you know, dream making to see what is possible, because like I was telling you, Dr. Schneider, I would have never even thought to even do this show, have a documentary showings, do a book, you know, really kind of step out in the way that I've stepped out in this past year, even though COVID has been kind of crippling society as a whole. So,
you know, and another thing that I want to mention is like your confidence has gone up a lot, which is amazing. And
already a really confident guy.
You're confident, but you know, now you're confident. You got that smile. I mean, and I don't know, it's so I can definitely see what an impact a dentist can make on a person's life.
So. That being said, like, especially I had a lot of issues with my teeth at the time, and I have a lot of issues now. I mean, I'm still dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are some of the major issues that people can look out for when it comes to their teeth?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is if you're having pain that's not normal, you should feel good in your mouth every day. Same thing with your gums shouldn't bleed. Like, I hear it all the time. I don't floss my teeth because my gums bleed. Well, that means that your gums aren't healthy. And I think just little things like that, getting educated and being able to just break it down for people and let them know that once there's pain, something needs to be done. So getting in early and being on top of it, because it affects your overall health and like it affects your confidence too, like you said. So a healthy mouth is most likely going to be a pretty mouth to look at too.
What are some things that you would recommend people do to, in order for them to prevent getting to that point of gum bleeding and, you know, all these dental issues?
Yeah, I mean, flossing, definitely. I touched on that, and I don't know what it is, but flossing, I think almost everybody can improve on. But it also starts with our diet, the things that we put in our body. If we're putting junk and processed foods into our body, the complex carbs that break down and bacteria feeds on in our mouth, and they're not cleaned away on a regular basis.
And now that, like, you mentioned that, I actually minimize the amount of soda I've drank substantially. Yeah. I actually stopped drinking soda for a year.
I remember
year.
You told me that.
Yeah,
and
for
that's
a year. I went
huge.
Back to kind of like just a little bit every now and again. I'm probably bad. But I actually stopped smoking cigarettes also.
I remember you told me that too. And I'm so, that is one of the hardest things for patients to do. But absolutely, smoking has a detrimental effect on so many things in our health and definitely our mouth. And it's harder even, interestingly enough, about having periodontal disease or disease of the gums is if you continue to smoke, your body's not going to heal from it. You can get treated by us, but you're going to have a really hard time sustaining that health in your mouth. So the things we do to our body really, really do affect our oral health.
That's why I know, I want to think every single time I go, you guys have been giving me a hard time about flossing, and I've been working
on
it.
That's our job.
I know. I'm gonna get better. But I say that as a good thing because if it wasn't for you guys, I would never know.
Yeah.
And the sad thing, I mean, I don't know. It almost makes me want to, you know, do some type of program to get information out there to people. It's just like most people just don't even know.
Yeah.
They just don't know. Like most of my life growing up, I'm a 37-year-old man. But until you guys told me, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was supposed to floss every day. Like I didn't know it, like seriously. I didn't know I was supposed to, you know, brush after every meal. I didn't know how, particularly at 37 and, you know, 32, 33, when I really had to deal with some serious tooth issues, I didn't know how serious it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and that whole thing about like flossing is something that, me too, I didn't floss like for a long time. I didn't think it was that serious. I thought that just Listerine would just do the trick. Mm-hmm. And now I do the Listerine, and then I do, you know, charcoal toothpaste and then also flossing.
Yeah.
You know, I have a question. Is it flossing first and then toothpaste and then Listerine? How does it work?
I feel like I've had that question before, and I honestly cannot find a definitive answer as to which one is better. As long as you're doing them, I kind of find it a little bit rewarding. This will be my crazy dentist side, but to brush my teeth and then floss just to be rewarded by there still is stuff there. There's a reason why I'm flossing to prove to myself that it's still getting what the nicest
secretly,
electric toothbrush doesn't get.
Yeah,
still.
And you're kind of talking to your clients in your head like, see like
even
you wish
my
they
mouth
were,
still has
like,
stuff in there.
Like the thousands of them were there watching you like, see, hey, look, guys, look, demonstration time.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, so as long as you're brushing and flossing, I don't care what order you're doing it in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a couple more questions before we get out of here, but definitely the one I wanted to ask, just for those that we haven't convinced yet to call Ironwood Dental and to, you know, really start handling some of these teeth issues, particularly those people with the sore teeth. Your teeth are already sore.
Yeah.
What's some of the low-hanging fruit for the people that are afraid to just jump in, you know, both feet first?
I mean, coming in does not mean you have to do anything that's outside of your comfort zone. It just means give us the opportunity to take you through and show you the things that could be better for you in your mouth and the changes that could be made and improve, and just take it in. Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to do anything that day, or maybe it, like with you, I saw you, in 2019, and it wasn't until 2020, just this last summer, that you did anything. And sometimes it takes time to either figure out the finances or figure out how you're going to be comfortable doing this, or that taking the time off from work from doing it. So there's a lot of factors. So like just taking the first step and realizing what's going on and what you can do, or even just taking the little facts home that you just need to be brushing and flossing your teeth or changing your diet a little bit, cutting down on soda or energy drinks. So, I mean, it really starts with where you want to just get in and give us the opportunity to help.
Yeah. And I really can't say enough. Obviously, I have her on the show, so I'm going to, you know, I'm going to say good things. She's my dentist, so obviously I'm going to say good things. But like she says, in 2019, when I went in there, I was having tooth issues. I was having pain. I didn't know what to do, what direction to go. I just went in there, chipped up my own cash, and got the initial consultation. It really wasn't that much. I didn't lose a single meal because of going and getting the examination done. And then at that time, I realized I needed to really look into this more in a more sophisticated way. And I realized I wasn't going to be able to pay for this out of pocket, you know. And those out there who don't have dental insurance, start looking into it. And it's really not nearly as expensive as you think it is in comparison to the cost that you're going to have, not only financially, but physically.
Absolutely.
Because I would pay $1,000 today, easy, to not have any tooth pain, period. And we can make that deal every single day. So just think of that in reference to what you can save by paying a few hundred bucks today to start get that examination done and kind of see where you're at, pay a couple few thousand dollars among the whole entire year. So in theory, you're talking about a couple few hundred bucks every month to make sure that you have a beautiful smile like Dr. Schneider and myself.
I'm guessing
Ashley has a really beautiful smile
she
too.
That
doctor's office, Ironwood Dental, it is a serious place. And again, let me big it up one last time before we leave. It's an amazing place. It's certainly very comfortable, very family environment. I've had some very serious, painful work done at this place, but they've been there to kind of rub my arm and to smile at me and then to really engage me and remember me in a way. So I recommend you do the same. And how can people get a hold of Ironwood Dental if they want to make an appointment?
So we try to make it really, really easy, and because I know everybody wants to do everything on their phones now. So you can go to our website, or you can just Google Ironwood Dental, and right there, there's a link that you could schedule online.
Awesome.
But our website is ironwooddentalaz.com. You can go there, or you can call us if that's the way you want to handle it.
And so what's that number?
That's 888-2900.
888-2900.
Yep.
Thank you, Dr. Schneider, for coming on the show.
So
we have to have you back.
Yes, I'd love to.
This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
According to a report from the Veterans Administration in 2015, over 22 veterans commit suicide every day. And with the impact of COVID-19, many suspect that number has risen. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to do your part to support a local veteran organization that is working through shelter services, benefit navigation, and housing placement to help veteran and veteran suicide today. This message made possible by Dispo Packaging.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.